Blog
Hey there.
Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Stoney's Radio, and Happy New Year to everyone. And thank you for joining me. I know that I was scheduled at 7 o'clock talk time. However, I'm having technical difficulties and had to take a second route. The title tonight is New Year, New You. So have you made a New Year resolution, and what is your plan for keeping this New Year resolution? I have not been online in the last couple of days. I needed rest, guys. So that is how that goes. Let's see. I'm trying to make sure that you guys can hear me. Okay, so you can hear me. Awesome. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions, okay? Everybody usually, I stop making them because they just don't pan out for me. A lot of people will wait to the very last minute and say, well, when the new year come in, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and when day two comes, it's not working out. So I always just live day to day because I find it frivolous to make these plans and then fail at these plans and then feel like a constant failure. I'm sure 80% of America or people around the world has made some type of resolution. You know, to change their life, better eating habits, whatever the case may be. I'm sorry, I'm researching at the same time. Now, Wikipedia says New Year resolution means to sincerely, to serene, and to change your life. Okay, that is the most common definition of what it means. Now, it's most common in the Western Hemisphere, but it's also found in the Eastern Hemisphere to be very popular, in which a person resolves to change an undesired trait or behavior of their life. Now, I have a caller holding, so I'm going to talk to him tonight and find out what his New Year's plans are, what he has decided to do as far as his New Year resolution. Let's see what he has to say. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? So maybe I'm still having difficulties. I'm not sure. Okay. Not sure if my volume is high or not. Okay, caller, you say you're there, and you hear me. I think I have added you in on the show, and I can't hear you. Let's see here. Okay, well, caller, try to call back. Thank you. But as I was saying about New Year resolutions, when you make plans and you do not go forward with them, you seem to procrastinate. And I've always said that procrastination equals failure. So if you are making plans to start a new job, better your education, date different people, and you procrastinate with your plan, then you have already failed your New Year's resolution. Hello, caller. Are you there? You know what, caller? I think it is because, let's see here. This is what I think is happening. I think because I am not directly dialed into the host tonight, I am not able to receive online phone calls. Because my system And I guess the studio system is not working properly. So I'm on a secondary line, and therefore I think I will need another phone to be able to talk to you. However, I do apologize, therefore, that we won't be able to speak tonight. Hopefully we will get this technical issue. I will notify them, and they'll be able to fix this issue by tomorrow. I will reboot my computer, and I know, right? And I'm not sure why this is happening. So you guys get to hear me ramble for at least 20 more minutes. 20 more minutes about New Year resolutions. As the New Year is slowly nearing, and it has already happened, and when the holiday season was upon us, many people were indulging in retrospection and reevaluating some of their life choices, which created them to go into a New Year's resolution. For all of those who have failed to start making the changes that they said that they were going to make for the next week, for this month, or perhaps whenever the winter started, here's a chance to sit down and to prepare a list of important lifestyle changes that you want to make. And being in the charitable and caring and giving spirit right now is like the time. My thing is, when you are making a New Year's resolution, it is very important to think about what is it that's going to make you happy. And a happy person is a more radiant person, and more people are drawn to people that are happy. So here is my list of things that I would suggest that you should put on your list for that new you and that new year. And if you are not an honest person, I suggest that you put honesty as a transformation on your list. If you are a person that is not punctual and that is not on time, I suggest that you put being punctual on your list of things. Another thing that I would put on my list, and that is more organic and healthy eating, because I've been doing my research, and the more that we eat more healthy and exercise, even if it's for 30 minutes a day. And it's not about what you look like. It's about what you feel like. So if you are feeling great, you're going to look great. So a lot of people work out, or they try to work out to redefine the shape of their body. But God has created you the way you are. So I would say, and I would suggest, that living and thinking healthy by putting the great things in your body will also make you look and feel great. It's, you know, your body is like a car. So say, for instance, if you were a BMW, you would not go around and put sugar in your tank every day, because that is going to ruin your motor. Well, that's the same thing, in essence, with your body. You shouldn't eat sugar every day, because eventually you're going to become a diabetic, you're going to have high blood pressure, the same thing with stress, all of those things. So if you're taking the time this year to reinvent yourself, reprogram yourself the way that you think, the way that you move, the way and the mode and the people that you that are in your circle, because your circle is a part of who you are. You are the center of your circle. I'm going to say that I would put on my list revamping my diet. What you put in is what you get out, and you are what you eat. I have been previously in my years, in the last 4 years, I know what it's like to go on a health fad and lose weight and feel great, but I also know what it's like to come off of that and then go back to the old way. Excuse me. You definitely feel a certain type of way when you do that. So I noticed that I've been putting too much sugar in my BMW. Yeah. Okay. I've been putting too much. What are you guys doing? I have been putting too much sugar in my BMW. So therefore, I have to revamp what I'm doing so that I can continue a longevity here. And when you have longevity, within your life, you can contribute more to others around you. So new year, new you, think about what you're doing, how you're doing it. What you're putting in is what you're going to get out. Sometimes when we are dealing with,
Elena, can you go in there with your uncle, please? Can you go in there and you'll get your table cleaned up?
Come on. Go on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to focus here, and my granddaughter is playing. And usually she's not in here when I'm doing my taping, but my circumstances are a little bit different this evening. What I'm saying is when we put something in, and that is either through our work or through our relationships, our body, we're going to get the ultimate effect of what we put in and what we put into it. So what I'm saying is if you have created a diagram of what you want for 2017, you have to be disciplined enough every day to work towards that goal. And I mean every day. Looks like my computer is trying to do something, so I'm hoping that it allows the second half of the show to be able to do so. Yeah, it's doing something that it's not supposed to. I apologize. So you have to be disciplined every day to work towards your goal. It's not going to happen overnight. You climbing your mountain or whatever you have written down towards your success of this resolution. Now, if you want something to happen, you must write it down. And I'm not saying that's just a rule of thumb. But, hey, it was written in the Bible, and it worked, and it had worked. So whenever I want something to manifest, I write it down, and I look at it every day, and I envision it, and guess what happens? It's like magic. It comes true. So if you're looking for that new business, if you're looking for to attract a new partner, a certain type of partner, write it down. Let that be your New Year resolution. If you want to date someone that has six figures and that drives a certain type of car and that's in a different caliber of life, write it down. And then you start acting accordingly to the laws of attraction and you create that world for you and then those things start to manifest. Because everything that you're going through, everything that you have gotten to in your life, trust and believe, you have manifested that to happen in your life. It didn't just happen. You either thought it to happen or you created the circumstances around you, the people around you, for it to happen. So you are the creator, along with the higher powers in heaven, of your world. You're in the driver's seat. You can go left or you can go right. Now, I'm sure you've already made your list. You've already made your plans. Now it's time to go day by day, step by step, to execute that plan and to get those things in motion. It is so easy to say, hey, this year I want to make $20 an hour as opposed to the $10 I've been making for the last 10 years. I want to make more money. How are you going to get to that? It just doesn't happen. The $20 an hour just doesn't knock on your door. You have to, as an individual, put yourself in that position to be able to make that $20 an hour. And how you do that, if you know that you do not have the skills that it takes to make $20 an hour, that means you need to take the time to discipline yourself, to go online, take a course, to abreast your skills, and to be able to go higher in life. It just doesn't come to you. It just doesn't fall in your lap. That car you want, you know that your credit score is low, then you need to join a credit repair program. You need to start doing those things to put that plan into action so that you can get that BMW or that Lexus or that Maserati, whatever you want to drive. Same with your house. So you are where you are today because of a resolution or a act or a thought that you created within many years ago or last week, last year, to get where you are now. So I am just giving you my point of view as to get where you want to go this year. You cannot just say you want to do it. You have to have a plan. You have to work towards it every day, And you have to evolve yourself with people in your life that are going to help you grow. Now, you know my motto, if they ain't help you grow, if they can't help you grow, they got to go. Because people will come into your life to either help you or hinder you. I only try to deal with the people that are going to help me and that I can help them and their endeavor to continue to grow and reach and climb the mountain. I am not trying to associate myself with anyone that is negative, that is not, and that cannot resonate with me on my power of thinking and continue to help me grow into a better woman in which I am trying to evolve. Anything less than that is going to pull me to the left. It's going to distract me. I've had enough distractions in my life, and that I've had enough setbacks in my life, but I cannot welcome anyone that is not on the same wavelength of vibration in which I am going. I really hate tonight that I cannot accept any callers tonight. I really do. I hope that I am set up tomorrow or that I'll be able to talk to you guys. I have not spoken to you guys in a couple of days. And I just wanted to say for all of you viewers that follow me and that have begun to follow me, I see my numbers climbing. I thank you for listening. I thank you for going back and playing my radio. It means a lot to me. This is a hobby for me right now. I'm not making any money doing this. However, I don't know what the future holds for me, what may happen in the future. However, this is something that I'm passionate about. So how I got here was because I envisioned myself talking to people around the world, sharing my joy, sharing my knowledge, sharing what I want to talk to other people about, because I love to talk. So sometimes my family members don't want to hear what I have to say, but you guys do, so because you tune in. And so that makes me happy enough to know that someone is listening to my thoughts, and maybe I am that platform that will help someone else. But this, too, started out as a resolution, not a New Year resolution, but a day-to-day resolution, and a resolution that I am moving, that I am empowering myself, and I am empowering others to do better. And I hope that I only have about 8 minutes left, but I hope that you are enjoying your year and that you can look back on 2016 and think about all of the mistakes that you have made or all of the poor choices that you have made, and know that because there are going to be challenges that come against you in 2017, and someone may have already had those challenges. However, take the time to remember what happened from before and know that you do not want those things to happen ever again, and do not welcome any negativity into your world. Sometimes you can't help it, but how you respond to people is another thing. And sometimes I try to be positive all the time, but sometimes I get on my soapbox and I do stuff that is not accordingly, but I check myself too. So that's a part of growth. Let that be one of your New Year's resolutions. Be open to corrective criticism. Do not be offensive about everything that someone is telling you that you're doing wrong. If you're doing something wrong, be open to that. And look at it as an opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror as an individual and say, you know what, I may have handled that situation wrong. I may have said that wrong. Let me handle things differently in the future. So that is a positive New Year's resolution, checking yourself so you don't wreck yourself, so that you can continue to grow and be an outstanding individual. No one wants to associate themselves with negative individuals, period. No one wants to associate, real people do not want to associate themselves with stagnant people, procrastinators, liars, cheaters. No one wants to be in the mess. If you are real and you're 110, no one wants to be in the circle with those type of people. And if you are in the circle with those type of people, remove yourself. Remove yourself and start dealing with people that are a level above you so that you can have no choice but to be on the grind and catch up. Catch up. But if you're happy where you are, continue to do you by all means. But I still love you regardless. If you choose not to make a resolution and change your life, and you look at yourself and you like working where you're working, you like being broke, you still cool with me as long as you respect me, because I'm going to respect you. Everything is going to be still good. But, you guys, I'm going to end my show tonight 5 minutes, 6 minutes early. I pray that you have a wonderful day tomorrow. My phone line will be working tomorrow, and we will be talking tomorrow, and I will have something that you will want to give me feedback on. All right, guys, and I thank you tonight so much for joining Stoney's Radio, and I hope that you have a blessed evening, an awesome day, or whenever you decide to tune in and listen to my show. Have a great night.